I'm sitting with Jane, who is a guest at our experiment tonight. Jane has been following all of their reports on the internet for a number of months, like many of you who are listening to this. And I'd just like to ask Jane to tell us firsthand what happened for her tonight and what her experience of it was. So, Jane, over to you.
Okay, well, first of all, William came through. Before I knew it was William, I sensed that somebody had actually entered the room that was not of this world. I presumed it was William because William was always the first through. William came through. He greeted me. He touched me on the left side of my head. It was a human hand, but it was not of this world, of a human hand. He spoke very clearly to me. We also had Timothy come through, and he picked the trumpet up and at huge speeds whirled it around the room, tapped it on my head, flicked it on the side of my nose, which did not cause any pain whatsoever. It was done very precisely. There is no way anyone could have done that to me in the darkness because they wouldn't be able to see me.
With such precision.
That's right. It was done carefully. It was tapped on my knees. It was tapped on my head. But it was so fast. The trumpet went around the room so quickly. It went up on the ceiling. It went up on the floor and inside. And it was absolutely incredible. Louis Armstrong came through. He realised that there was somebody new, which was me. He spoke to me. He came closer to me and his voice was coming closer towards me and came very close to my face, and he wanted to shake my hand, so I shook Louis Armstrong's hand. It was quite a large hand. It was just like anybody else's hand, really. It wasn't made of plastic or an artificial material. And also, to go back, and of course Louis Armstrong sang, and we all sang, and going back to William, when William first came in, he came over to me, his voice was on the other side of the room, and I could sense it coming closer and closer, and it came very close, and the voice was probably half a foot away from me, and that's when he touched my side of my head. Going back to Timothy got out the luminous plaque, which is a piece of wood coated in luminous paint, and I could see his fingers on it. He showed them to me, and they were very small, of a young person. Also, he took my fingers off my hand and stroked them, so I could feel that they were real.
And they were small, weren't they?
They were small. They weren't big like the hand that shook my hand, which was Louis Armstrong. Going back to the beginning of the seance, and actually just prior to, I was asked to check David, and I had to check all the ties. He was tied into that chair. There was no way that he was going to get out. His legs were tied, his hands were tied. I was asked to check everything. Each plastic strap was put, tie was put through the next to the buttons down the front. His gag was also tied up with a plastic seal. There was no way he was going to get out of that. I held the clippers that unclip him. They were under my feet the whole time, so no one came and took those off me. This was very significant, not only for not being able to replicate the voices from David, it was very significant because at the end of the sitting, and we turned the red light on, David was no longer facing us. He was facing the wall, and his cardigan was turned around back to front to what it was when he started. This indicated that somehow the cardigan had been taken off him and put back on him the other way around, but there's no way this is possible because all the ties were still intact. There is no way that anybody could have undone those ties. Impossible. So there is no way that anything that I could see tonight objectively, looking at it all, there was no fraud. I would like someone to tell me, if they think that this is fraudulent, how it can be done, and please can they show us all? Because I'm sure that anyone that would be capable of this as a magician would be making a lot of money. You would not be sitting there every single Sunday night in a corner, gagged, bound, uncomfortable, for an hour and a half, for nothing, no money.
10 years.
For 10 years, doing this sort of thing. There would be no reward other than that you're letting people be involved in your physical mediumship, proving life after death. And, so I would like to see somebody who says it's fraud to replicate what I saw tonight.
Great. And was it what you expected?
It was what I expected, because I've listened to the sittings every week. Mm. So it was... I did have an expectation of what was going to happen. But you cannot describe... You know, you cannot really ultimately prepare yourself for shaking the hand of someone who's passed on many years ago.